Zero Kilo. You still got quite a bit of white noise in your area, a lot more so than your bass unit, but I can understand your audio.
Is the power up on this thing? Is that any better?
Absolutely.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Miss Bernice. I hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, man, thank you.
I'm glad you're doing well, and I know Tom's doing well because he's out there running his mouth in the car with you. I'm out here working on this radio a little bit, trying to figure out what its problem was.
That? Well, what did you find, Gary? Because it's absolutely cured there.
Low power there, Tom, and I boosted it up to medium, and I found a couple of antenna connections out there. The ground was a little dirty and loose, and I cleaned it up, and hopefully that cured my problem.
This is Angelo Tino. I'd say affirmative that it did, and I don't think you got any problem now, Gary, unless it's an intermittent. You know, those things do happen. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, it's starting to see a little cumulus nimbus over this way, but not too bad yet. We got 1.25 inches last night, 1.75 inches the night before.
Which we got last night, but we got a pretty good storm come across. Had not a whole lot of wind in it, but we got a good bit of rain. My weather station bit the dust. I don't know what happened to it. But it, the remote unit quit transmitting into the unit inside. I started to take it apart, and Joy said, "No, you're not going to fool with it. We'll just order us another one." So I haven't done that yet, but I've got to get me another weather station. I think I'm going to upgrade from the one that I had to one that's a little bit, does a little bit more and keeps up with the stuff a little better than the one that I had. One I had was just an El Cheapo that I bought. Gosh, I don't remember if I got it. I think I got it at Walmart, but I think I'm going to order a Davis this time.
Several different Accurites, and they do a good job for 4 or 5 years. And I don't know. You can't argue with quality, and Davis is. Now, I will say this. You can go to Costco's or Sam's, and mainly Costco's, and they usually got the Accurites that are like, oh, they'll be as much as $150, and I've bought them as cheap as $59, and I bought them for $79, and they're quite good. One LCD in the basement, I have one in each one of the bedrooms, and I have one in the kitchen that receive all from the same unit. Or you can go to Accurite.com and sign up for their emails, and they have sales there quite often, but they're still a good deal more than Sam's or Costco's. Now, I can't vouch for Sam's that much, but I can tell you that Costco has them a lot of times, very, very reasonable.
Well, that's what I had. Gosh, I've had that thing, I know at least, see, I had it over at the other house. We've had it over 10 years, and it's always been a good one. It just happened to die. Don't know what happened to it, but I don't have a Costco card, but my youngest son does, and he goes over there quite frequently. So I may contact him and see if he can just pick me up one while he's over there.
We have them, and definitely have them around Christmas or holidays and that. I haven't really been looking for them lately, but they are Accurites. And, Gary, I think you got a good lifespan out of them. I went through, two of them, Bernice, or three? Two of them. But like I said, I give them away for Christmas gifts at times because they're really good. You just got to be careful with the bearings on it, of course, and the to head run on the bottom. that you don't damage it when you're installing it. Other than that, I think they're a quality unit, and everything's got a given life to it. You know, there's a number out there for most everything, especially something that's dynamic and moving as much as it is.
Appreciate that information. I'll get with Stephen and see when he's going to Costco's again. He normally goes a couple of times a week to pick up different items. Matter of fact, he brought us some apple juice, which is really good. he bought like 4 gallons. You know, they come like two gallons to a, you know, connected together. And me and him and his mom really love apple juice, and so he brought us some of that to try. I've been buying the stuff in the grocery store, and it's not quite as good. I don't remember the name brand on it, but like I said, he goes over there a couple of times a week. So I'll find out from him when he's going and get him to look for one, and if they've got it, I'll get him to pick it up. I like the Accurite. The one that I had, like I said, lasted about 10 years. And was very pleased with it. So, instead of spending 3 to 4 times the price of Accurite versus a Davis, I might just go with Accurite again.
Yes, sir. Gary, I was considering that too, and I got to thinking about it, and everything that's got bearings in it, and you know, someday it's going to fail, and the Davis is top quality. But the Accurite, now you can calibrate the rain receptor on it, and it's just really good. And the thing of it is, you can buy a different display register and by itself from Accurite, and well, you'll pay quite a bit for just that display. But you can put it in another room, and it'll also display that information, because it's all in them. I think it's in the 70 centimeter band in the bursts. I've checked it before. It just periodically bursts it every few seconds. But the display that you got should work fine. And so you should have two displays if you buy another unit that will be receiving that. And we will be at Costco's within the next hour. And if I see them there, I'll give you a phone call, I think I got your phone number in my telephone here, Gary, but I'm not sure, but I'll get in touch with you somehow. Is your email good on QRZ?
Email's good on QRZ. I get emails from you quite frequently. The last couple I got were really good. I had to read the whole email before I watched the last video, but that was really something. I enjoyed that. I enjoy all of that you're saying. I don't always respond to them, but just to let you know, I do receive them. In case you don't have my phone number in your phone, it's 864, of course, 567-1101. Which is not too terribly hard to remember, but you can either shoot me a text message or call me on the phone or send me an email, however you want to do it.
I was searching through this maze that is sort of like, you know, a woman's purse is like Hiroshima after the bomb, or Nagasaki, and she finally found it. It was 567-1101. And mine's 434-2798, Gary. Give me that again, Gary. Dumb missed it.
That part you want me to give you, the phone number?
567-1101. Might have figured that. You give me that in binary.
Yep. Well, that's the way it came. Wait, buddy. But I do have yours in the phone. It's 434-2798, right?
QSL, and I should have known I had your email. I think you're talking about that one about the teacher, and I love that. And Bernice's dear friend that actually introduced us, we keep in touch with up in Kansas. She's got teachers in the family, and she was a teacher too, wasn't she? And then I sent it to the old CEO of our company, his wife, she's a retired teacher, but she really got a kick out of that one, and that's just about the truth. Common Core Math, I just love it, don't you?
KI-4, LZI portable. Y'all was talking about the frequencies they operated on. Some of them are up in the 900 band, too.
Yeah, Andy, I gotta go. We've been stopped here at Sam's Club, and then we're going over to Costco's. So I'll let you talk to Gary, and thanks for the information anyways, Andy. Go ahead, Gary, and I'll sign with you. KI-4DOS in 0TR73 is clear.
Good, Bernice. Have an eventful time in Sam's and Costco's. If you happen to see one of those in Costco's while you're over there, just shoot me a text or an email or call me on the phone and let me know, and I'll get my son to run over there and pick it up for me. Because my wife really enjoys having the weather station. She likes to know how much wind we've had and where the lightning strikes are and all kind of weird stuff like that. So I'd appreciate that. You take care. Have a great afternoon. And I'll say 73 to you and Bernice. And Andy, hope you're doing well today. You're sounding good up there, portable as usual.
Well, it ain't that difficult for me to get this with just an 18 with some of the lightning like last month. It's a good thing that that's all it takes, but in fact, I'm starting to hear some thunder now up here, but when it comes, one thing I've always thought about these weather stations, but like up here, in this part of Pickens County, we use a lot more UHF 77 meters than we do 2 meters. How in the world do you keep that stuff filtered out of those weather stations?
I can't answer that question. I don't get on 70 centimeters that much. But when I did, or when I do, it doesn't seem to affect it, which is a good thing. I think it's just a little, I can't remember which way up or down the band it is, but it doesn't seem to affect it very much, if at all.
I've thought about that in years past, but every time I think about it, I think about the first time here I decided to get on UHF. It'll blow it all over the place and mess it up, and without some way of shielding it, you know, it's really, it wouldn't be worth the money unless I could keep it shielded.
As much as I've used mine, I used 70 centimeters when I had mine up and running, it did not seem to affect it. Of course, it's like a couple of different 2-meter radios. You know, if you got two radios on different frequencies, it doesn't affect it too bad unless the antennas are real close together, and then it kind of blanks out the front end on the receiver, on the one that's on the channel frequency that you're not talking on. I really don't know what to tell you about that, Andy, other than didn't seem to affect the one that I had before it decided to.
Y'all go ahead and do Asian suit. You don't use 70 centimeters that much anyway, but over here at times we use more 70 centimeters over here than we do 2 meters. So just for the honest fact, there's a Z and UHF repeaters, and there's not that much band space left for there to be a whole lot of 2-meter machines anymore. So it's mostly UHF, like that warning system that all throughout the upstate up here, most of that's UHF.
Now, what repeaters y'all use on UHF there, Andy?
I'm just going to tell you the ones that I know Mandel's associated with, and W4TWX has. There's the 442-400 on Caesar's head. There's the 443-450 on Gladsey. Jack Norris has a 441-800 on 6 Mile Mountain. And he's got one up there on, up there where K4RM has. I believe it's off the air right now. I think it's 444-875. That is. And that don't count some others Like I said, it's on the warning system, like the 444-350. And there's all kinds of UHF repeaters up here in this part of the country, in Oconee County, all like that on the warning system. And just about all of them are on UHF.
I'll have to program some of those into my radio here in the car or in the truck, and put some of them in there in the house as well. I miss talking to some of you fellas, Zach, Mandel, and some of the rest of them. They get on 2 meters occasionally, but don't get to hear them often. But I turned on the 442-450 just in the car here in the truck. As a dual band, and it gives off a weird tone every once in a while. And every so often, I guess, it's done it twice since I've turned it on, 442-450. I don't know what that is, or if it's just where I'm at.
2-2-50, I hear it every once in a while, but rarely do. That's a machine that KB4. It's been so long since I've heard him. I hope I still remember his call. KB4. Well, it won't come to me, but it's up on Paris Mountain, it is. Listing those warnings repeaters on a... Seems like, if I remember right, the website they got listed for that is... Warns... I can't remember it. Probably .org, though. Warns.org.
Well, I had 442-450 on here, and it had a tone that said, you know, like something like that, for just a second or a half second or so, and then it went away, and it did it again, and I turned it back down to 442-250 now, and don't hear anything on it yet. But I'll look those up in the repeater book and see if I can't program some of the UHF repeaters that y'all talk on a good bit in there. Maybe I can catch you on there sometime on that one.
Secondary of the upstate Pickens County, Oconee County, certain parts of Anderson County. And let's see, the N4LRD, his repeaters up on Long Mountain. What was that? 442-775. I think it was 442-775. But there's at least 12 or 13 of them up here. And just about all of them are linked together. Then they link in the Billy system. And that all becomes part of the Sky Warning system. But it's 3/4 of it is UHF 440.
I looked that up and see if I can't get some of them put in there. I've got, I can't remember. I'll think of it in a minute. Jeremy's dad down there in Calhoun Falls. He's got a 440 repeater, and I put his in my base station, and it's on the beam, and I turn the beam around, and I get his from here. It amazed me that I could, but. I can hit his 440 from here on the beams. I can't do it on the vertical, though.
Besides where I live at here, you know, especially right now at this time of year, all these leaves on the trees and the wind goes blowing. I have with fixed station, I do battery, of course. But with just an HT here and a rubber duck on that band, it's difficult here, but... That's where most of our communications up here and over here are at, and that's the reason that always comes up to my mind is thinking about the weather station, especially hearing what Tom was saying about it being on the 440 band. That would be some way of shielding it. That would just keep it tore up.
And it seems to, when I was on 440, it didn't seem to affect my weather station at all. Now, like I said, it's on a different frequency. I can't remember if it's up or down, but they do work well, and haven't had any trouble out of them as far as that goes, other than that. I can tune down there and hear, you know, the digital stuff that the transmitter out at the weather station comes into the house. I can hear that, you know, coming across. But I have to tune it in, and other than that, it doesn't seem to bother it.
LZI Fort of Variety. You ever get to 443-45, 110.9, from Glassy Mountain programmed in there?
Give me that frequency again, and I'll see if I can put it in. I don't know if I can get the tone on it or not.
It's out of Texas on Glassy Mountain, 443-45, tone 110.9. And on those Tuesday nights, I was telling you about when that net occurred. That one and the 147-195 tone 141.3 are linked up. But they're both up there on Glassy Mountain in the same building. So, you know, it ain't no big deal to link them up. But during that net, both those are linked up. And Mandel, when it comes to that, if there's any other type of emergency type thing that occurs over here, he'll link them up manually.
Again on the 443-450.
110.9. 110.9. And I forgot about it.
Well, I'll pull that up on the repeater book. It'll tell me where the repeaters are, and I'll put some of those in. And it always gives me the tone and all that. But I'll see if I can't get on there someday these days. Especially when it's inclement outside, and y'all might be talking on it. What time do they normally get on the radio for?
There's a lot of nets that goes on 442 that you're not aware of. You're talking about ours over here on Tuesday at 8?
When it is Tuesday at 8?
In the group here, it's Tuesday at 8 p.m. It is.
Well, I'll put that in my radio and make me a note on my desktop in there and see if I can check into the Racy's net for y'all on Tuesdays at 8. But other than that, I guess I better get off of here and go get something else done while the skies are still not too cloudy. It's starting to cloud up down this way, like Tom said. These clouds are starting to build tall and get dark, so I'm liable to get some rain here in a little bit. But thanks for the information, Andy. And again, you take care up there at base of Table Rock. And, good talking with you. I'm glad I got to do it 2 days in a row. Yeah, I'll catch you. KI4LZI, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm talking about that, and right now my foot, like, I don't know if I told some people and some I haven't. I don't remember who I have or haven't, but about a couple of weeks ago, I mashed my foot real good, and it don't look like I'm even going to make it to any field days. And maybe by the time the second Saturday in September gets here, hopefully my foot will be good enough wide and drive again. I hope. I heard y'all talking there about that, about those weather stations on 440. If you're in certain parts of there, you have to think about that, though. KI4LZI4.
I didn't know about your foot. I hope your foot gets better. And especially so you can get out there and drive again. I didn't know you couldn't drive. But you take care, and heal that foot up so you can get out again. And we'll talk at you later. KI4LZI, 73, KI4DOS.
I got a big boot, and there's no way I can drive my car with it on. KI4LZI4.
Little Officer 4, India, with you.